Philip Blake.
I don't have that much mileage on me, so I think that's another thing to benefit from.
Okay. Where did the interest in football come from?
My mom came home on a weekend from Buffalo. She bought Madden 98 and Madden 93. And ever since, I put it in the computer and I started playing. Love the game.
Okay. What did you play any sports before?
Played basketball, hockey, okay. Not competition hockey, but you know, street hockey and okay. Shimmy hockey.
You know, Bill Musgrave did a great job with Christian,
and that's
been
a pretty tough hockey player.
Oh, well, I wasn't this big at the time, though. You know, I gained all my way in high school.
What did you play
It was just shooting hockey, you know. My cousin played hockey, and I used to have to carry his bag all around, so kind of punched him like that. But most of the time, I played hockey for goalie, for defense. Not skates, so street hockey.
That's the best thing. Can I ask you about RG3?
Great guy, you know, great teammate, you know, love him, and I always say he made me look good, but he always tells us, he made him look good, so we're always in battle with that, but he's a great guy.
Could you have imagined this, playing Madden and playing in Canada, that at some point you'd be here?
Yeah, obviously never imagined it, but I'm blessed, and I'm very grateful for people that helped me and supported me through my journey.
At what point did you think that the NFL was something that could be on your radar?
Well, like the podium college football, like I had been recruited in the Canadian University and stuff like that, but I wanted to play in the show. So going to college in the United States, it was the best chance.
Okay.
You went to Quebec.
I went to Champlain Regional College in Quebec.
So how long were you there?
I was there for 2 years.
Then you went to JC.
I went to Houston downtown because Clearinghouse wouldn't be able to take my high school and my stage up marks. So I had to go to University of Houston downtown as one of the transfer students. While I was doing that, Art Browse made a move from Houston to Baylor. Then I had to go to junior college for a year and a half. Played 1 year there, started at right left tackle, and then graduated.
Do you think all this moving around is going to allow you to affect the way scouts look at you?
I guess they can see that I can play in cold weather and hot weather. You know, never had a problem with moving around or anything like that. You know, I enjoyed it, loved it, loved seeing new places and stuff like that. So it was a good ride for me.
Is there an NFL player you kind of look up to, pattern yourself after?
Not really, but when I made the switch from tackle to center, one of my coaches gave me a film of Cleveland Browns center right now, Alex Mack. So I kind of watched it and you know, his technique wise and stuff like that. So. Kind of at the beginning of the baseball game, sort of like, yeah, it was good. Yeah, you gotta be quick with it regardless. No, coach said, we didn't bring you all down here, you know, for you to stay on the bench, so you know how to pick up everything real fast. So, I didn't have any problems with that.
You obviously dream big. I mean, you know, you were considered a top prospect in the Canadian Football League. What convinced you that, you know, you had a shot at that?
Basically, my coach is telling me, you know, you had a great opportunity to play at the next level of NFL, and would like you to come back and play another year and see what happens with that. So I, you know, talked to my mom, talked to my family, and they told me to stay back another year and play college.
Now, looking back on your career as a Bear, talk about what you're gonna miss most, first of all, and then what you're gonna take with you.
I feel miss the most is the coaches. You know, they've been with me for six years, and I feel like father figures to me, and I love each one of them for taking me where I'm from and bringing me where I'm at today. So that's the biggest thing I miss. Also, the guys, you know, play with and practice with. That's probably the biggest thing I miss.
What do you think you're
going to
take with you from your
Learn a lot of his mannerisms, things that he does, little funny things that he does, things I won't remember, and just communications I have with the guys there, you know, to never forget them, the friendships I've developed with the guys right there.
Just offensive line. Are there any ego issues on the team as far as
No, there's no ego issues. The play was being called, and we all said offense line, tell the coach and the players that we call it, we go ball it. So that's the approach that we took. But the wide receivers, running back, you know, going on to support everyone got their fair share. This year we put up really good numbers. It was a great offensive game. I have to say, the defense held up enough for us to win the game. So it was a good game. I think that's Coach Bob's place that Bowles into as well. So that was also special. I guess we're just resuming. I haven't talked to any scouts or anything from the CFL.
Just
for
the agents'
names,
I mean, culturally, Canada or Texas,
when I first got here, the accent kind of threw me off because sometimes I'm like, what do I say? But 2 months in, I was kind of starting to sound like, if I call back home, they're like, oh, you're not from Canada anymore. You're not Canadian. You're not from Canada. I'm like, oh my gosh. But it wasn't that much of a problem. Yeah, I used to say A about. I'm Canadian.